time?
Sunday.
What day?
Sunday.
It's time to play the game.
Get ready for a game day edition of CBJ and 30.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice. Join the discussion on Twitter by using the hashtag CBJ and 30. Here's your host, Bob McGilligan.
Well, that's when the Blue Jackets have to get it done right now. It is do or die. Game four of their best of seven Stanley Cup playoff series with the Pittsburgh Penguins is tonight at Nationwide Arena, and the Penguins have built themselves a 3-0 advantage. One more win for the Penguins propels them to the next round. One more loss for the Blue Jackets banishes them to the offseason. Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ and 30. I'm Bob McElligott. That's where it is right now. The Blue Jackets are in a definite must-win situation. There is no other alternative than to come out tonight, play well at home, and score more goals than the Pittsburgh Penguins. If you do that, you'll be on a plane tomorrow afternoon going back to Pittsburgh. If you don't do that, you'll be cleaning out your locker tomorrow. And which is the better of those two scenarios? That's right, being on that plane. So the Blue Jackets have their work cut out for them, and they know it. And they are somewhat loose and not really, they're not tight. They weren't tight this morning. Maybe that changes when the puck drops tonight. Maybe there's more pressure once everybody fills the building and you really get to it where every mistake is magnified once again. But I think the Blue Jackets are approaching it in the right way. John Tortorella is approaching it in the right way, spending time this morning at the media availability, just telling everybody he wants his team to feel how good it is to win a Stanley Cup playoff game. That's what he wants. He wants them to win. He wants them to be able to turn the radio on when the game's over. You know, little does he know it's not a radio more than likely. It's a, you know, it's MP3s. It's somebody's playlist. It's somebody's phone that's plugged in. That doesn't matter. That's not here nor there. He wants them to enjoy winning, and they have not done it in this series yet. They need to do it tonight. And if they don't do it tonight, will that have a lasting effect on the psyche of this team? Who knows? We won't be able to answer that question for a long, long time. But if they could just win tonight, they could feel better about themselves, and they could go into Pittsburgh, and they could continue to try to go one day at a time and still make what many think is the impossible happen. The only way you make the impossible happen is by winning four straight games. And before you, if you're expecting me to sit here and say that I don't think that they can do that, oh, I know they can do it. I'm not saying they will do it, but I know they can do it. How do you count out a team that won 16 straight at one point during the season? Was it a different scenario? Yes. Was the pressure different? Yes. But they still did it. They still went for over a month straight without losing a game. That is extremely hard to do in this league. Only one other team in the history of the league has done that. So to say that they can't win four in a row is ridiculous. They can. To say they will win four in a row is a little bit shakier. They can do it. Will they do it? That's up to them. That's up to them and the way they play. And it's up to the Penguins in the way they play. But for the Blue Jackets, they've got to play their best tonight at all positions. They have got to be at their best. There are some lineup changes tonight. One of them is automatic. Zach Werenski is out, done for the year. Marcus Nuttavaara will go in and play defense. Scott Harrington is out. Kyle Quincy is coming in. So two defensemen change. That'll change the look on the back end, especially without Werenski. That's a bad change without him. No offense to either of those other guys, but you'd rather have Werenski. You don't. Move on. Deal with it. That's what the Penguins have done, and that's what you will be expected to do as the Blue Jackets tonight. Move on. Find a way. Move on. Up front, Matt Calvert is back after his one-game suspension for cross-checking Tom Kuhnhackl, so he goes in. And Lucas Sedlak is coming back after the upper body injury that's kept him out the last couple of weeks. He is going in. Scott Hartnell is coming out. Now, on the surface, that is surprising. Scott Hartnell not playing in a playoff game against the Pittsburgh Penguins, where he has made his reputation in this league, surprising. Here is where it's more surprising. It's his birthday, and he's not going to play. He's not going to play on his birthday because John Tortorella feels that the best thing to do is put Sedlak into the lineup. Why does he feel that way? What does he think that Lucas Sedlak is going to add that Scott Hartnell is not? Well, I'm going to let him answer that question for you, because every game day I get an exclusive one-on-one with the Blue Jackets head coach, and here's that talk today.
Torts, as you watch the first couple of games of this series, two things, it seems to me, tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. It seems like the Penguins are trying to do a lot of attacking from behind the net, which I guess would be smart because a goaltender doesn't have eyes in the back of his head, even though sometimes they seem to. And the other thing is, it looks like they're putting a lot of shots maybe off net or through the crease, and they're looking for tips instead of shooting directly. Do you get that?
Sure. There aren't many secrets in the game. They're one of the better teams. They got one of the better players. A couple of centers right up the middle of their ice that make a lot of plays from in behind the net. The hardest part for me, and I just got through watching it again, we have our coverage on the winning goal. We have our coverage, and then we leave on the split second, and he makes a backhand pass for the winning goal. So I think that can be rectified. I think all teams, because so many players are in line in trying to block shots in playoffs, are looking for indirects off the side, or maybe even shooting far side, looking to get it off a pad. Not so much trying to score a goal on the shot, but try to create a rebound. Josh Anderson did that in the overtime. Comes off the wing, throws one off his pad, Doobie hits him in the head. That could have been game over, another inch either way on the rebound. But sure, teams are always trying to do that because there's so many bodies in the way.
But do you feel like they're attacking more so than you saw in the regular season? And I guess when you go 2-3 games in a row against a team, you know, it's not like you're going to play them one day, San Jose the next day, Los Angeles the next day. You can just concentrate and do that same thing over and over.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're attack. I think they're an attack team. I know they're an attack team. You're probably just seeing it more and more because we've played them three times here. As I said in the press conference, I don't think we had our best chance to win a game, and that was the last one. And I think of all three, it was probably the worst one we played, other than the first few minutes. I don't think we had the puck enough. I don't think we put the right minutes in, and we almost have a chance to win that game versus the first two. So who's to figure? We're going to stay with our game plan. We ended up scoring some goals, but then we got a little crazy defensively at certain times, and our assignments were lost. So we've got to take care of that also, not give up defense just because they're trying to create offense.
Did it drive you any more crazy, that breakdown in overtime, because it was Guentzel who already had two goals? So you know this guy is hot on the night to begin with.
Not so much that. I mean, I was watching the play, and I was on the bench, and I'm saying to myself, watch the front. Crosby... I think we could have closed him. It's easy to say to close him out because he's a very tough guy to close out. But if we can't close him out behind the net, we can't allow a play to come into that middle of the ice. We had Cam and Doobie there. They played off of Guentzel. But I think the biggest thing for our defense is not to allow plays to become between a defenseman and the post into the slot area. It's always got to be moved to the outside so it's in front of you and have a chance to block a shot. That's where we made a mistake. And Cam was right there. And right when the puck comes, Cam decides to leave a little because he's worried about his point. We don't even care about the point. We've got to fill that. And I think you'll see us rectify that tonight, because that's going to be a big part of tonight's game if we're going to stop them from scoring.
Their best players have been their best players in this series so far. Are you still waiting for your best players to be yours?
Yeah. Their best players are a little bit more seasoned at it and gone through it. We have some of our best players, not all of them, but some of our best players, it's their first whack at it. I'm not going to use that as an excuse because it, it, if we're going to crawl back into this, or not even, I don't even want to talk about this, I just want to win a game, our best players need to be our best players. Start with our goalie, too. And I don't care how many saves you make. It's the saves you don't. And Bob has to be our best player. Has not been our best player during the season yet. This series yet. I think he'll be that tonight.
I'm not making an excuse either, but you knew you had a young team coming into this whole thing.
Yeah.
And you've seen teams before, and this Penguins team is one of them, the first time they made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a process, an overall process, is part of that process going to the playoffs and learning, even if it's a hard lesson, learning how to win?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a realist. I always have been. And I think people are so hungry for some success here, they don't want to hear it. I really don't talk about it too much. But I have thought about the process all year long, as far as even when we were in that 16-gamer. I'm thinking about some of the things that are going on our team. I'm not only looking at short-term, but I'm looking at long-term. I have to. That's my job. For the process for me right now, I want our guys to feel a playoff win. There are a number of guys that have never been in playoffs, and the few guys we have here haven't played a lot of games in playoffs. I want them to feel that feeling of winning a game here. I think that's a huge part of our process this year. Where it goes into game five, I don't know, but I just want them to feel that. And I mean, I felt it for a quick second when I saw Doobie bear down on that rebound, and I see nothing but net. I have a great view from the bench, and my heart jumped. I'm saying, and I want them to feel that. I think that's huge for the amount of work they've put in this year as far as the improvement of this hockey club.
Werenski's out. Nudavara goes in. You're also putting Kyle Quincy in here tonight. Scott Harrington comes out. Is that just to make a change, or was there another reason?
No. I think the speed, you know, Q's been out because of speed. I was worried about the speed. Harry's not the fleetest of foot either. I think the speed has caught up with him a little bit here. I believe some fresh legs will help. Still worried about speed against Q, but he's more of a veteran guy and understands the position, and maybe he can help us there. You know, it's a huge blow losing Z. Nudie, hopefully, and I think one of the biggest points tonight is we can't spend that much time in our end zone tonight as we did the last game, and hopefully Nudie can get us out of there quickly and we go forecheck.
Not many people would think having Lucas Sedlak back would be a major thing, because most people in the NHL don't know him. You know him extremely well. You get him back tonight, you make a tough choice and take Scott Hartnell out of this series. Yeah. But to have Sedlak back, what does that mean?
It helps us down low where the weakest part of our game was, in our end zone. He's a big body. He thinks the game. Very good positionally defensively. I can use him as a penalty killer. Was probably our second best face-off guy. A little bit of a struggle with face-offs too. I'm not sure what we're going to get out of him. You know, he's been on the ice twice, not even really with a full practice, because we just haven't been able to practice. But he was a big part of our team, and it's fresh legs though too, so maybe that'll help us.
You know you'll get Hart though.
Oh God, he's a pain in the ass. He's in the way, you know. He's in the way, and he uses his big body on people. Not big body checks, but just rubs people out. Yeah, so. I think that really hurt us not having him at the beginning of the series. I think it'll give us some juice heading into your game four.
Finally, in your media availability today, you said you wanted the players to be able to listen to the radio after the game and put that crap on. And Mike Lang, who's a Hall of Fame broadcaster that I grew up listening to, came to me afterwards and he said, when he said put that crap on the radio, I thought he meant that your players were listening, to my broadcast.
Yeah.
Did you believe that?
No, I do believe that, because I've listened to some of your stuff. So.
You have not listened. See, I just caught you all season. You say I don't listen to anything. I don't watch anything. Yeah.
It's that acid rock they put in on that. I don't know what they play after games, but I do. I'm serious. I want them to be able to come on there and jack that and just feel good about themselves. And then we'll worry about where we go in the series.
George, thank you very much. Best of luck tonight. Hope it continues.
Thanks, Bobby.
That's Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella, and you heard his mood. He is pretty loose today, and that's how he wants his team to play. Let's be honest. If you as a head coach go in for the morning and have your meeting, and you are tense and you're tight and you're worried and it's obvious, what do you think your team's going to be like? The same thing. If you go in loose, telling them you want them to have fun, telling them you just want them to play the game, telling them you want them to be able to celebrate after the game tonight, and your body language says that, and your words say that, and your smile says that, that's going to go over a lot better than being uptight and nervous. The personality of the coach is taken on by the team. I don't care what sport it is. That's how it works. And when you look at a team, you're going to be able to tell how they act and how they play, what the personality of their coach is. How intense it is, how laid back it is, whatever. You know, Mike Sullivan demands a lot out of his players for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's obvious. But he also lets them go. He lets them create. He lets them freewheel. And that's kind of how he carries himself. That's what he says in the press conferences. You can just see it. And he lets his team do it. You know, he's not cracking down on them. He doesn't need to. They're the defending cup champs, and they're one game away from moving to round two this year. So the personality of the team is determined by the coach. And today, the coach's personality is, let's have fun. Let's relax. Let's play a good game. Let's have fun. Now, being said, you heard what he said about Sergei Bobrovsky. He has got to be the best player or it's over, is basically what he just said. All of his best players, he's still waiting. He's waiting for his best players to be his best players. Are they going to do it tonight? If they don't, they'll be doing something else tomorrow. So that's the mindset today. Now, Lucas Sedlak coming back into the lineup. You want to talk about a guy that's pretty laid back and always has a smile on his face, but then goes out and plays the game hard? That is Lucas Sedlak for sure. He fits that bill to a T, and I guarantee you, he is just excited and thrilled and can't wait to step on that ice tonight and play in his first ever Stanley Cup playoff game. As a matter of fact, I caught up with him earlier today.
Welcome back to the lineup. This has got to have been killing you for the last couple of weeks not to be able to play, and especially in the first three games here.
Yeah, you're waiting for the playoffs whole season, and I got to play 66 games or whatever, and last three games I was just watching in the stands, so I felt really bad. And you know, you want to be on the ice, help the guys, help the team, and enjoy the opportunity to play in the playoffs.
One of the things about watching from the stands, it's not fun. You just said that. But you can see a lot of things that you can't see when you're on the ice. And what you've watched in the first three games, how much do you think that you've learned about the Pittsburgh Penguins and some things that maybe you can help this team correct?
Yeah, you know, we're really unpredictable offensively, I think, especially those two lines with Crosby and Malkin. You never know what you're going to get. So you have to be ready for everything. But against those guys, you want to play offense. You have to win puck battles. You have to be strong on forecheck, hold on to the pucks in the offensive zone, and I think we have to do that better.
John Tortorella just described you to me as being a pain in the ass. Is that a good compliment?
Definitely, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be like a little rat, you know. Sometimes, last year in playoffs especially, it's different than regular season because you play the guys maybe seven times, so... you have to build up that hate, I would say, and you know, once when you are in their guy's head, then it's easier to play.
And you've got to get in their heads quickly, because if you guys don't win, it's over.
Yeah, we'll try to do that as quick as possible. So watch out for the first shift.
He also said how you're able to get your butt in there and clear guys out from the front of the net. And when he was saying it, I was thinking, I mean, I grew up in the Pittsburgh area and watched Jaromir Jagr in his heyday do that. We still see him do it to this day. I know that he's been an idol of yours. You know, how much do you try to play that way and take up that space like he does?
Obviously, I grew up watching him, but he is much more bigger and taller than me, so that's the biggest difference. So I can't do it as him. I have to move a little bit better. But, yeah, I try to protect my puck like that, and then try to look for the guys, or just, you know, Gags comes to me and takes the puck. So we used to play like that, and that's what I want to do, yeah.
You guys spent all season saying one day at a time, it's not about tomorrow, it's about today. Now, if it's not about today, there is no tomorrow. But has this entire couple of month lead up been exactly the kind of mindset you need to get you prepared for today?
Yeah, you know, it's fun. Even when you know you're down 3-0 in the series, it's fun to play, and it's a challenge, you know. And I'm pretty sure every pro athlete likes challenges, and this is one of the biggest one you can get. So I think everybody's excited. You know, the arena is gonna be buzzing probably, and we played last couple of months, as you said, day to day, and we had some success, so we're trying to do the same thing today.
Only one bad thing comes out of this. When we go back to Pittsburgh, I offered to buy you a big sundae from the ice cream shop across the street from the hotel, but now you're back in the lineup. That is out, so I'm sorry to tell you that.
Well, I hope. No, I need more carbs than before, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, for back check.
Okay, all right. I didn't know that was on the approval list, so I still got the sundae for you.
Yeah,
Lucas,
yeah,
thank you so much. Welcome back. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That guy is awesome. He is just awesome. Lucas Sedlak talking to me earlier today about getting into a Stanley Cup playoff game tonight, and he needs more carbs for the back check. So when we go to Pittsburgh tomorrow, that ice cream sundae is definitely still on the docket. I thought I was off the hook there. I thought he was playing again. There's no way they'll approve that. But if he needs the carbs to back check, baby, I'm going to get him the carbs for sure. He's so fun. And I hope he has a big game tonight. I love what he said about he wants to be a little rat. That's hard to do quickly. He's going to find a way. He will definitely find a way. We saw that as the season wore on. He started to become that guy, especially right near the very end. He was really becoming that guy. And other teams absolutely positively hate it. So it'll be fun to watch him play tonight. It'll be fun to watch him try to establish the middle of the ice against the defending Stanley Cup champs and to see what he can add defensively. You heard Torch talk about that, you know, winning faceoffs and, you know, playing in front of the net and that kind of stuff. That's where he's really expecting him to excel tonight. Now, the Blue Jackets are going to need goals to win. Absolutely. And there's one line, and again, I don't know what John Tortorella might do tonight. He might juggle lines a little bit. You know he's going to put Gagne on the wing and put Sedlak at center. But Oliver Bjorkstrand, Brandon Saad, Alexander Wennberg, last game, weren't really able to generate. Now, the Blue Jackets could really use those guys offensively if they want to win this game tonight. It would really, really, really help if they could come to life in some regard. And I talked with Oliver Bjorkstrand about that earlier.
Oliver, we've spent so much of this year talking about you guys in Cleveland last year and winning a championship and how it's different from the NHL. I get that. But last year you guys really didn't have much adversity in the playoffs at all. I mean, you just rolled through, ate everybody up, and now here you are today facing an elimination game in the NHL. How much different is this for you?
Well, it's different. Yeah. Like you said, last year we you know, went pretty well the whole playoff series, and not much adversity. So, yeah, a little bit different of spot we're in this year, being down three games. But no, you know, we just gotta give it our best out there, and give it all we have, and just, you know, that's all we can do right now, and you know, try to fight back. That's what we got to do tonight.
Not to take anything away from the American Hockey League, because I spent 10 years there, and in the playoffs, sometimes you see teams, especially the veteran-laden teams, they get down by a couple of goals, and, oh, let's just go home. You know, there's no extra pay coming, and maybe that makes it easier. Here, what you're seeing is teams just ramp it up more and more with every game.
Yeah, no, you do. I mean, you know, it's the NHL playoffs. Everybody wants to win. You know, it doesn't matter if you're down three games. You want to come back and fight through the grind, and you want to win. That's what you want to do here, and that's what we got to do tonight. And you know, just hopefully win tonight, and then go from there.
Everybody seems loose. Everybody seems calm. Is part of that because you have to be that way. I mean, you let it all hang out tonight, and if it's not good enough, then you go home.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's good enough to go back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we've been playing some good hockey. I don't think it's, it's like we, things haven't been working. We just, maybe a little puck luck sometimes, we haven't had. And, there's a lot of positive things. So I think that's kind of helping us a little bit, staying positive a little bit. But, we all know it's, we have to win tonight, obviously. If we don't win, we're on summer vacation, and we don't want that this early. You know, it's been a good season for the team, so we want to finish the right way, and definitely don't go out in a loss like this tonight.
What can your line do better, no matter who you're matched up against tonight? What can you guys do to create a little bit more offense or come up with a key play or make a defensive key play, whatever? What do you need?
Well, spend time in their offensive zone, obviously, but hold on to the puck and, find a way to get it on net, and then I think we should need to crash net and get those rebounds. I think we can get rebounds, and if we get some good shots, so stick with it and don't make the wrong plays, make the right plays, and I think we need to hold on to the puck.
Fair enough. One more thing. Lucas Sedlak was such a key contributor for you guys last year in the playoffs. He hasn't played yet. He will play tonight. What does bringing him back in add to this team, both on and off the ice?
Oh, I hope it can help. We're looking for a spark here, and Sedlak comes with good speed, and he makes some plays and play good defensively and all that. So, we're hoping he can help out tonight, and we'll see how he does. I'm sure he's ready to play. I know he's really excited for tonight, I'm sure, and we're hoping he can help.
And another guy to keep it loose here before it gets serious at the puck drop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Oliver Bjorkstrand. He knows what Lucas Sedlak can do. He knows what he's going to bring tonight. But it's what Bjorkstrand and Wennberg and Saad and Foligno and Dubinsky and Atkinson and Jenner and Anderson and Carlson and Calvert and Gagne. It's about what they're going to bring tonight. All of those guys. This has got to be a focused group effort this evening. Not looking for any specific hero. Everybody's got to chip in. Everybody's got to do their part. Everybody's got to be a hero tonight. Yes, Sergei Bobrovsky has to be the best player on the ice. For sure, he does. And it's going to be a tall task. He hasn't found a way to do it in the first three games. He can find a way. He can find a way. But it's going to have to be full support. Everybody. If you're going to win, you're going to win as a team. This team has never won as one or two individuals. This is a team effort. There are no superstars. And during the year when I would say that, I would then back it up and say the goaltender was a superstar. He's not right now. He is not the superstar right now. He hasn't earned that in this series. So there are no superstars, period, exclamation point. No superstars. Band together and make yourselves as a unit the superstars tonight. Simple as that. But easier said than done. And the reason it's easier said than done is because of the team that you're competing against. It's the way the Pittsburgh Penguins are playing. It's the things that the Penguins are doing. It's the way they're methodically going about tearing apart everything the Blue Jackets are trying to put together. That's their job. And they're doing it well. The Blue Jackets have to find a way to stop them from doing their jobs tonight. Earlier, I got a chance to catch up with Hall of Fame hockey writer Dave Molinari. And he's covered the Penguins for a long, long time for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Oh, he's seen just about everything throughout the history of this franchise. And that's what we talked about.
Dave, you watched this team last year get into the Stanley Cup playoffs, take off in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and eventually win the Cup. I think last year was a bit of a surprise. They were able to get to where they did get to. But this year, really not much of a surprise, is it? And they're locked in. They seem to be locked in the first three games of this series.
No, they've played pretty well, and they actually played very well during the regular season considering the circumstances. They had an awful lot of key guys miss an awful lot of time during the regular season because of injuries, but they always found somebody to step up and fill the void. And so, in this series, they're missing a couple of pretty important guys like Chris Letang and Carl Hagelin and Chris Kunitz. And they haven't missed a beat, at least to this point.
You've covered this team for a long time. Have you ever seen them be as deep as they are right now?
Yes. The team in 1992-93 that won the franchise's only President's Trophy but got upset by the Islanders in the second round of the playoffs, that was the best top-to-bottom roster that that the franchise has had. That said, this is a pretty deep and balanced group that they're sending out every other night right now.
Yeah, and it seems like every time you turn around throughout the course of the regular season, there was another young guy that was making an impact. And the funny thing is, if you go back to last year's playoffs, these guys come in, they make an impact, and many of them stay. Brian Rust, Connor Sheary, just two pretty good examples. What Gensel is doing right now is another example of that, isn't it?
Yeah, and the really surprising thing is that if you go back a couple of years, maybe even less than that, there was a lot of concern that Pittsburgh didn't have forwards in the farm system who were going to be able to make a significant contribution, and they've ended up with about a half dozen of them as things have played out. That's certainly been, I think, a pleasant surprise for management over the last 18 months or so.
That's a good point. I want to ask you about that management-wise, because when Ray Shiro was the general manager, right at the end, there seemed to be a lot of people saying that he was drafting too much defensively. He was trying to get better defensemen, which they've, you know, was kind of talked about going back to the old Nashville mindset that he had when he was an assistant GM there. He changed. Jim Rutherford came in. But Jason Botterill has been a guy that has been consistent over the last couple of years. How big has he been in acquiring some of these players?
Very big. He's had a profound influence on things. I think especially since Jim Rutherford came in a few years ago. He's a GM in waiting without question. I'm kind of surprised that Botterill isn't running a team of his own at this point, but I think you'll see that happen certainly within the next year and probably sooner than that. He's going to be an exceptional hire for somebody.
I was going to ask you, will that team be the Pittsburgh Penguins? I mean, Jim Rutherford, when he came in, it was supposed to be a temporary thing. Then all of a sudden he wins a Stanley Cup, and he's still on top of his game.
He seems to be. I mean, that was certainly the plan of succession when Rutherford was hired, was that he'd stay around for maybe 2 years and then, you know, return to North Carolina and enjoy not working. But he certainly had fun last season. It seemed like every time he did something, it turned out five times better than they could have dreamed. He had another pretty good year this year. And at this point, certainly doesn't give any indication that he's ready to head off into the sunset.
Talk with Dave Molinari from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Hall of Fame writer. And I watched Sidney Crosby play, and he's always been terrific. And now with Connor McDavid coming on the scene and putting up 100 points this year, it seems like Sid has found yet another level of his game. He leads the league in goal scoring. He's been terrific in this series. He's really set the pace, especially in games 2 and 3. Are you still amazed when you see him do something, or has it just become commonplace to you?
I guess that people who see him on a regular basis probably get a little bit numb to what he does. But he does respond to challenges, and there's no question that Connor McDavid, as great as he is, poses a challenge to Crosby's perch atop the league. And I doubt that he would ever say that motivates him, but knowing him, I don't think there's any question that prods him a little bit to continue to try to elevate his game, which he pretty much does on a daily basis anyway.
As the Blue Jackets hope to extend this series tonight, I've got to ask you, being from Pittsburgh and watching this team, is this becoming a rivalry with the Blue Jackets? Because I think here in Columbus, to these fans, it is. I'm not sure it's that in Pittsburgh, but is it becoming that in your opinion, and how much do these playoff series help that?
Oh, playoffs, rivalries are made in the playoffs, no question. Right now, I'd say Pittsburgh's two biggest rivals are Philadelphia and Washington. I think what the rivalry really needs with the Blue Jackets to take off is for Columbus to win a playoff series. As long as Pittsburgh is able to knock off the Jackets, you know, I don't know that it's going to be really personal for the fans, let alone the players. But the first time Columbus beats them in the playoffs, with the proximity of the two cities, I think this has the potential to be a terrific rivalry.
I totally agree, and I agree with what you said. That's right. You got to beat them. I guess if they would beat them in this series, that would pretty much solidify it now.
Oh, that would an epic comeback like that, I think, would seal the deal for decades to come. So,
Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me, and great to have you here in Columbus.
My pleasure, Bob. It's been terrific being here.
So there you go. You want to know what it'll take to officially establish an honest-to-goodness rivalry between the Blue Jackets and the Pittsburgh Penguins? The Blue Jackets to win 4 straight games and oust them from these playoffs. Oh, just imagine what that would be like. Just imagine. I can imagine it. I would love to see it. I have my fingers crossed that I get a chance to see it. By the way, that was Dave Molinari. He writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, one of the great writers in the league. Oh, that would be so fun to experience. Not just because the Blue Jackets would win. That would be great in its own right. But to watch the other side disintegrate and just to watch and listen to what people have to say, it would be unbelievable. And there is that possibility. But the only way it exists is for the Blue Jackets to win tonight. it starts tonight. If it doesn't start tonight, it never happens. It starts tonight. This is their opportunity. It could be their last opportunity. It will be if they don't take advantage of it. It starts tonight. One game at a time. We're not looking ahead, says John Tortorella, all year. That's what he said. We're not looking ahead. We're not looking behind. We're looking at today. And they are looking at today as an opportunity to continue to play. They're looking at today as an opportunity to knock off the defending Stanley Cup champions. They're looking at today as a chance to show the fans in their building what they showed them all year throughout the regular season, that they are a good team, that they can hang with the best in this league, and that they are not going to roll over and go away without a fight. That's what's on the line here tonight for the Blue Jackets. Win and play on. Lose and go home. The puck drops at 7:30 tonight at Nationwide Arena. Jody Shelley and I will be on the air starting at 6:30 tonight with our extended pregame coverage. If you're coming to the game tonight, Jody and I are going to be in the main concourse. We are going to be back by the windows that overlook the ice house. And you'll be able to come back and hang out, try to get on camera and act like a fool. I guess that's what's going on. I'm right there. There's a big monitor in front of me. I'm not looking at the monitor, really. I'm looking at the camera lens because I don't want to know half of what's going on behind me. If you're sitting in the stands, we're going to simulcast it on the scoreboard. We'll have it on the radio network. We'll have it online for you. It's going to be everywhere. We are going to be everywhere tonight, starting at 6:30. And then during the intermissions, Jean-Luc Grandpierre and I will be down there in the concourse. Jody Shelley will check in from downstairs outside the Blue Jackets dressing room. But we're going to have it covered from all angles. Win or lose, doesn't matter. We are going to have it covered for you. Again, it starts at 6:30 tonight. And in case you've forgotten, even though I've told you 82 times prior to this series, I'm going to tell you again. We're on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, which is headed up by the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus and spreads out all over Ohio. Over 30 stations strong on this network, by the way. You can also hear it on the NHL app. You can hear it through the TuneIn app on the Blue Jackets channel there. And you can get it at BlueJackets.com. Blue Jackets, Penguins, Game 4, first round. Will the Blue Jackets continue to play? Will I have more of these shows to do for you? Or will it come to an end tonight? We'll only know when we show up. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long. I'll talk to you later. Don't want to hear it again.